Welcome to Narratives. Indonesia in 1965 was a terrifying time for anyone deemed a communist. Here the main character of the story, John Harper, is being told how many thousands of innocent villagers met grisly ends, often by the words of their very own terrified neighbours.
Neutrality is not an option. When the militiamen turn up at your door at night, 8 or 10 of them in their black clothing with their sickle-shaped machetes, fleeing is not an option. You have what, 4 or 5 children? Even if you climb out of the back window, and even if the leader of the group hasn't already stationed a man there to cut you down, a swift chop to the legs, usually below the knee, then you won't get far before they hunt you down through the rice fields. So, as you cower in the far corner of your home, watching your door shake against the blows, knowing it will hold for a few seconds more, your choice is this. You can wait until the door flies open. You can wait until the men burst into the hut and drag you and your wife and your screaming, terrified children out into the open. Or you can stand, and you can approach the door and call out, "Brothers!" You call out, loud enough to make them pause for a second, "Brothers!" Then you speak to them urgently. You give them a name. Tanu. It is your neighbour's name. He lives in a house just down the hill, a larger house than yours, a bit better than yours, in fact. And now comes the really difficult bit. You have to open the door. You have to smile at the men, greet them. You have to act as though you are pleased they have arrived in your village. If you are afraid of them, they will assume you have something to hide. So, summoning every shred of courage in your bones, you slide back the block. You gesture into the hut with your hand, then turn and bark over your shoulder at your wife to stop crying like an idiot because these men are friends and might want something to eat and drink. And you smile out into the dark and say, "Tanu, my friends, it's true what I say. I hear his wife is in Gowani." And it is true, now you come to think of it. His wife has always been talking to your wife about the importance of educating the girls, of them being productive workers for the good of the whole village. And she may not have tried to recruit her into the PKI, but it's a bit odd, isn't it, if she isn't a communist, that she's so keen on the girls going to school. The men don't come into the hut. You can't even see them clearly because the flare from the burning torches is so bright. They are just dark shapes lit by an orange glow. They talk amongst themselves and leave. You bar the door again and return to the corner with your wife and children. And, after a while, you hear the screaming down the hill. It is the kind of screaming you have never heard before. The kind that pierces your ears. Your neighbour Tanu and his family are being dragged out of their beds. You stay huddled in the corner, your arms around your whimpering children, while the screaming goes on, and you know that when you see the charred bodies strung up in the village square in the dawn light, you will feel horror and revulsion. But what you feel right now, as the screams continue, is relief that they came to your house first, for it is only thanks to that good fortune that you had the chance to name Tanu before he named you.
You've been listening to Louise Doughty reading from her book, Black Water. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan on Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.